Okay, this is the commentary for the Financial Statements and Ratio Analysis Assignment, Chapter 17. And Chapter 7, if you have the third edition of the book. I'll choose two of the following stocks. Well, actually, you can use any stock, really. But I want it to be a real company, something on the New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, or maybe the Amex. It should have a market capitalization of at least $500 million, have positive earnings, not losing money. We want serious companies here, folks. Don't dupe any stocks. So I picked Pfizer, Disney, Cisco. Wait a minute. Is that a typo? No. There really are two companies. One's called Cisco. That's the internet manufacturer. They're the people who make... No, they don't manufacture the internet. They manufacture equipment for the internet. Routers, switches, networking equipment. And then Cisco, S-Y-S-C-O, is a company that makes food for cafeterias and other institutions. And they also... put the food in the vending machines. That's Cisco. Interesting. A tale of two Ciscos. Or Qualcomm, which is a local company. For each of the stocks, look up or compute at least 12 of the ratios. Now, choose at least two ratios from each of the four categories, because some of these, all you have to do is look up. And that's fine if you look up a few of them, but I want you to do a few computations, right? Make sense? It's actually very easy. All right, it's very easy assignment, and you don't have, as we said, use the companies that you're interested in, or use these because these are interesting companies. Okay, piece of cake. Chapter 17 assignment, piece of cake, and maybe on the exam. And we did these in the chapter for Walgreens, so maybe look at Walgreens' competitor. Who are competitors? Who are Walgreens' competitors? Well, the major one is CVS. The other one, the basket case, is Rite Aid. And then, of course, what's going on? Walmart sneaking into their... and Costco, you see? They're sneaking into their cookie jar there. So it's very interesting. All right.